You know, the most, when you mention a disciple, there's no one specific title of disciple, amen? Because there's so many things that are involved in disciples, but, you know, to be a disciple of Christ is to follow Jesus, and it means to worship Him exclusively, right? That's what it means to be a disciple. Worship Him, that means His Word comes first in the morning, that means prayer comes first, that means everything else, all the other idols that we've had, we rip them down, we burn them up, and we throw them away, amen? And our only desire is Him, Christ and Him crucified, right? And so, as we walk this out, and we just said in some more deacons this morning, being a disciple is just those that are madly in love with Him. And can I tell you, love is the most courageous thing that there is on the planet. Isn't it? I mean, we love one another, but how courageous do you have to be to love your enemy? That takes courage. You see, we find out those who have stood on the Word of God and who have spent their time in prayer and really died and laid their lives down and said, I'm going to be more courageous than anybody else because I'm going to love everyone that God puts before me. That takes courage, doesn't it? They don't look like you, don't act like you. They certainly don't talk like you. They have all kinds of foul stuff coming out of their mouths, but it takes courage on our part, knowing that we're loved by the Father, and therefore, no matter who He brings into our life, it takes courage to be married, doesn't it? My wife's the most courageous person around here to be married to me, you know it? She's courageous, but it does, because how many times do you have to die again and again and again and again and again? You'll have an opportunity today. Guaranteed. Isn't that true? Love. And when we fall in love with the Lord, He loves us with an everlasting love. And so for us to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, we're going to have to love for those that spitefully use us. We're going to have to love them that spitefully use us. We're going to have to love those that gossip about you. My gosh, they're in my office every week about you. Not really. It's probably them gossiping about me in your office, but no matter what, you see, when we fall in love with God, love is courageous. Love is powerful. And to be a disciple, how courageous is it to fall in love with God so much that you walk away from everything that the world says you need to have and say, I don't want any of it. I just want Him. How courageous do you have to be? And I want to encourage you this morning. I don't know where you're at, but if you don't know Jesus Christ and your Lord and Savior, you're missing out, man, because He's incredible. I think about what He's done in each of our lives. You're such a beautiful reflection of His love. You really are. You know, and when Jesus speaks, we listen. Can we agree with that? All right. When Jesus speaks, that means we shut up. How hard is that to do? Especially up here. Right? Because sometimes we hear words and we can't stop this thing from going in a different direction. Maybe I offended you already this morning. Good. The Word of God is an offense to the natural mind. So if you were offended this morning, you know your natural mind needs some renewing. Because all we've been talking about is the power of His love. Amen? So when Jesus speaks, we listen. And it makes sense. Because according to Matthew 28:18, Jesus is the only one who has all authority in heaven and earth. Amen? According to Revelation 5:17, Jesus is the one of whom it is said that will be forever. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Amen? He's the only one. Right. He's the one to whom every knee will bow, Philippians 2:10. Do you agree? Right. You see, when we agree with His Word, that's when we bow. Oh, we bowed when we accepted Jesus Christ, but we can't cast off some of the rest of the Word of God and not bow to it. You can't say you love God and hate the person next to you. Just look at him. Mm-hmm. They could tell by the look you had how you're feeling. Some of you need to repent right now. He's the one on account of whom all the tribes of the earth will wail. and from whom the fury of God's wrath will be executed. Revelation 19:15. Jesus has that kind of supremacy. So what he says matters. We got to make a little trade this morning. Because what you say doesn't really matter unless it lines up with the Word of God. Right? The Bible says a man's only as good as his word. We get outside the word, we start saying things that are outside the word, all of a sudden the value of our words goes right downhill, doesn't it? So we're going to have to say the same thing the word says. Why? Because Jesus said that's what we're supposed to say. He said even what we're thinking, right? He said, hey, think on these things. You're not even allowed to think on your own anymore. Look where that got you before. I was in a dark place thinking on my own. And you thought you had it all together. You thought you were doing it right. And then somebody came and told you about Jesus. And you said, what? Huh? And then you said, hallelujah. Because everything changed. Jesus, in all of his supremacy, is also our shepherd. So we know his voice, right? John 10:27. We know his voice. And this morning, that's what we want to listen to, his voice. And so, deacon, we get it from the Greek word diakonos. And it just simply means servant, right? If you're going to be a deacon, you're going to be servant. Take some courageous love to serve everybody in this house. Some people are speaking from experience. Yeah. Takes a lot to serve. And then when you get tired of serving, what do you do then? Serve some more. Everybody else is serving, but you're going to outserve the servers. You see, that's what this is all about. Because in order to go high in Christ, you got to go low. And so as we're setting in deacons, it's about servants that come into the house of the Lord. And we know that in Matthew 28:16-20, I'm going to read it quick. It says, but the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And they saw him. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I command you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is what he's called us to do. If we're going to serve him, then this is what we're going to give our lives to. Not only serving in the house, and the diaconate is about serving and taking care of all the natural things, so that, you know, in the scriptures and in the book of Acts, it said so that the pastors and the elders or whatever, they can spend their time in the word and in prayer, right? So this is about them now taking on more. Now, they've already been serving in this capacity. We're not doing something new. They've already been serving in this, improving with their lives. This is what they desire to do. When Jesus said, go and make disciples, when we're laying hands on and setting in the diaconate, the word go and make disciples, go isn't the action word, right? Make disciples is. Right, that word go, it actually means when you're going. We're all going somewhere, aren't we? Wherever your job is, every day we're going somewhere. So he says, in your going, wherever you go, our job is to make disciples. The action word is to make disciples. That was Jesus' command. It's not an option. It's not an option. The church made it an option. The church made it something professional. Well, that's your job, preacher. You went to school, you make the disciples, we'll come to church on Sunday and enjoy the rest of the week. Sorry, you're in it with me. He put it on each and every one of us. We all walk through a life in different areas, and this is where God wants us to change every area. Acts 6, we know the story where they they were proud. The problem was some of the Jewish people were complaining about the bread distribution, and they said, hey, choose from you seven that were filled with power and authority, and then we're going to set them aside, let them take care of or serve in that realm. They said, because we need to stay in the Word and we need to stay in prayer. And that's what the deacons do. A lot of the denominations have turned it around, and you know they've renamed the deacon, or they've structured the verbiage for deacons where they're the ones that raise that rule in the church because the pastors come and go so often. Some of them, like this church here, from 1783 until 2000, and I think it was three, the average pastor was only here 3 years at a clip.
switch pastors every 3 years. And a lot of the Salvation Army does it. And so what happens is they change it so that the deacons rule, the ones that were always going to be there. And they turned it around. But it's not what the Word of God says. They're to be the servants of all. And today, as we lay hands on these vessels of honor, we agree that there's an impartation that symbolizes the transferal or trust and authorization. Amen? So there's an impartation. It's simply acknowledging what God is already doing and what he's already done. Amen? This is what we're doing. We're simply acknowledging that and agreeing with it. And so, you know, for the Bible says that many are called, but few choose. And many times that as we walk out our lives, we all have choices to make. And God's desire is that every one of us choose him, right? That love affair that we have with him, we follow whatever he says, that's what we do. That takes precedent over everything else in our lives. We've got people that have been deacons here for a long time. They've been serving for a long time. Are you tired of serving? No. Any of the other deacons tired of serving? If you are, come on up and we'll lay hands on you. We'll fill you up with the Holy Ghost again and you'll get another 20 years, all right? But this is what we learn to love to do. Jesus said, I came down here not to be served, but to serve. That was his goal. He said, I'm going to come down. I'm going to show you how things are done in eternity. In the kingdom, this is how it's done. I'm going to show you how to walk it out, loving one another and serving one another. It's the highest form of anything we can do. It's to love and serve one another. That's what he said, right? Love him and love your neighbor. How easy is that? So today, as we just going to take a few moments, and we've got four couples that we're going to set in today, and in the future, we'll set in some more. And so if I can have the Pastor Bob and Pastor Tom, the elders, come up, and then with their wives, because we need our wives. I need my wife to be here with me. Somebody said that's right. Honey, did you hear that? I was right. All right. So Mike and Christina, come on up. For those of you who don't know, this is Mike Petromali and his wonderful wife, Christina. Let's say hi this morning, church, and thank God for him. They've been with us for several years, and actually I went to school with Mike. He's a little younger than I am. And and you know, God changed his life forever. We're in Florida, right, Mike? Down in Florida, changed his life forever. One moment, and his life was changed. And then God blessed him beyond his understanding when he gave him his bride. Amen? Way beyond what he deserved. I mean, way beyond what... all right, he says. Hey, listen, brother, I'm in the same boat, all right? So we're just going to lay hands on him. Come on, guys. And then we're going to pray in whatever God puts on your heart. Here's a... let me grab this other mic over here. Okay. It doesn't matter. Just you guys hang on that one. That way. Keep yours, Ben. That way we don't have to pass so much. Come on, church, let's just pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, as we lay hands on our friends, we lay hands on these men and women of God. Father, we agree that in the name of Jesus, the way up is down. Lord, right now, because of their humility to say, whatever is asked, we'll do. Oh, God. The sky becomes the limit on what you can do through these two. And Lord, we thank you that right now, even, oh God, right now, Father, we thank you that every thought in their mind that was contrary to anything that you had proclaimed just falls away. It's gone. And Lord, we agree that their hands were made for war. No matter where they walk, no matter what they do, Lord, your name is glorified in them. And we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Anybody else have anything?
This morning, as I was waiting on the Lord for words for the ladies,
Christina.
And so for Christina, I don't know how many of you know Christina, but one of the things about being called as a servant of God is that each one serves differently.
Amen.
And this is Tabitha. she is one who quilts, and beautiful, beautiful quilting, but she's also one who teaches children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are so grateful for Christina's service to the body of Christ through the giftings that she didn't raise up herself. The Lord gave them to her and gave them to us.
Amen.
So I'm grateful for Christina.
Amen.
Mike, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season.
Yeah.
Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Be not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. God has called you to preach his word.
Yeah.
Be bold. Be unashamed.
Yeah, amen.
Let many be saved.
Yeah.
Knowing that God has put his word deep into your heart.
Yes, it has.
And this year will be a change for you. This year will be a powerful year for you.
Yes.
That God's going to open up doors.
Yeah, amen.
And step through them. Do not hesitate. For it's God leading you by his spirit.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Christina, the word that just keeps coming to me for you is team. You guys are a team. You're not just here supporting your husband. Yeah. You are a team. You're part of what is going on here.
Amen.
And I believe you need to see yourself as that, as an entity in this, in what's happening here today, because you are being used of God. Just like your husband is being used of God, your hands, your feet, your mouth, you are part of what God is doing here, and he is going to do mighty things through you. If you will yield to him and begin to see yourself in that way, and not just as a support system or the tag along, so to speak, for lack of a better word, but you are an important, important part of what's going on here today.
Amen. Amen.
And I just quickly wanted to just encourage Christina as well. We get the privilege of serving with her with the kids, and we see the joy that she brings to all the children and the impact that you're having on their lives. And don't ever think that that's just a little thing. It's a really big
Amen.
Thing. And God's going to use it
Amen.
In their lives.
Changes. Yeah.
You know, I have a scripture for you guys, but it's particularly each one of the couples that are being set in today, it's not just them doing the serving. And we, my wife and I in particular, are connected to each one of the couples in lots of ways with their families. And obviously, Christina, she serves in the children's ministry, and her son does too. Her son, Peter, he's does more than many other teenagers do. He puts on a costume and, you know, goes there, gets down and loves the kids, you know, and I'm really touched by that a lot. So I'm blessed by this couple. I have a scripture for you. It's in Joel, and it's the whole chapter, Mike, the whole chapter 2 for you. Specifically verse 28, it says, "And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, even on my servants." And that whole chapter is filled with promises and truths. And as you read through that chapter, you'll see that your whole life has been that chapter.
Amen.
But then in the end it says, you will, you will prophesy, you will serve, and he will be with you. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Father, for the words that have been spoken over this couple. Lord, we thank you for their love, their friendship. We thank you, Lord, that our family has gotten even bigger. And we're grateful for all that you're going to do through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate it. I love you. Yeah. Here. Where's the keys?
I know you probably don't know these guys either. Elijah drove in from Florida. That was a few years ago now, then, huh, Elijah? Eight? He thought he was going down there, to, and God brought him back. And he was so happy. He took him out of the nice warm Florida and brought him back to the Northeast. He's always cold. He's always wrapped up. And then he gave him a beautiful bride in Miss Kim. And we're very thankful for them. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this couple. Lord, we're so thankful that you gave them to us. Lord, we feel like spoiled rotten brats because you always give us your best. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon them that as they step up now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and as there's a rest coming upon you, Kim, right now, not in one thing, not for a moment, but in everything you do, in everything, there's a rest that is now upon you in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that in Malaysia, that those strings that were tied to different things, they were little skinny strings, and they were just thoughts, and they weren't of you, and every one of us has been clipped. And Lord, all of a sudden, there's a newfound freedom today in the name of Jesus of who he is in you, without a doubt, to do all that you have called them to, with nothing holding him back. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yingdish.
And the verse that God just put on my heart for you is a verse we all know. It's a familiar verse, and it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. To trust in the Lord with all your heart and not to lean on your own understanding, but just acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths from here on out.
Malaysia and Kim. I tell you what, I know Kim in the last year or so has stepped up to do much for me and Pastor Drone and Pastor Bob and these ladies and much of the other people out there as well.
Well, she does some.
You know. And I've had some great deep conversations with Malaysia over the last year or so. And I've seen great growth in both of them. And I'm blessed. You know, me and Malaysia have a lot in common as far as our history goes. And God ripped us out of Florida to bring us to cold New York, too. So it shows his obedience.
You both love pasta.
It shows his obedience. And I and my wife are blessed by his obedience. His obedience to fall in the calling that God has for him. And the scripture I have for you is 2 Corinthians 5:5. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us a spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. He made you to serve for this very purpose. So let that deposit that he put inside you be your guarantee that there's more to come. Amen? Amen.
I rely heavily on both of these guys. I'd have to say, if Malaysia didn't try to get away from us to go to Florida in the first place, God wouldn't have had to bring him back. Just saying. Not everybody knows that part of the story. He's not from Florida. He is from here. He just tried to leave us. But God was like, anyway, God had such a plan, and I'm just so blessed. And I'm watching you guys, and I've just had the privilege of being a part of the story for a long time. And God, we're so grateful for this couple. And Kim, I do want to say to you that you need to make sure that you keep your eyes on Jesus and not on people and their opinions. What they expect of you, don't let that be what's driving you. I know from experience that that is very disruptive. That's very destructive. So keep your eyes on him, and you'll fulfill what you need to fulfill, and you'll do what you need to do. You cannot do everything well. You can only do the things that God's called you to do well. So just keep your eyes on him. And Mel, I just can't tell you how proud I am of you and the man that you've become. And I'm so grateful for you and watching you and your wife and your children grow up in this house after you, and to some extent, have grown up in this house. It's just been a real blessing and an honor.
Yeah, because when Melodia came the first time, he was rapping and he was all kinds of stuff, right? And dancing and yeah. Well, you. They made you rap at one time. I remember it was one time that they made you rap. So
he's quite a dancer.
Yeah, he is.
I wanna say for Kim, you know, as I prayed for you this morning, it was the Lord said Phoebe, and Phoebe was very trusted. She was a co-worker with the Apostle Paul, and Paul trusted her to carry probably one of the most amazing epistles that we have, the Epistle of Romans, and he, you know, he said to the church, "Receive her.
Right.
She's a servant of the Lord." And so Dr. Kim is not only an administrative worker, she's really amazing in her organizational stuff, but she's a wonderful counselor.
Yeah, amen.
And so,
don't tell too many people.
I'm sorry. You didn't hear
She'll
that.
Never do any administrating.
And I can't take back what God has given her.
Amen.
And so, you know, as a servant, there's no question that she serves.
Amen.
And we're blessed. I know you have been a blessing to me in very special ways, Ken.
Amen.
And so I want to thank you. And Malaysia, I do love the way you dance.
Yeah.
Elijah, God has given you many talents and abilities, but to whom much is given, much is required. This year is a step-up year. This is a year of a fresh anointing, new challenges, new open doors. Be bold, be courageous, be strong. I will lead you and I will guide you. Today I put a new anointing, a fresh anointing upon you. Gifts and talents, and use them for my glory.
Amen. We agree with every one of those words. And can I just tell you, I'd be lost without Kim around here. She saves my bacon all the time. And with Malaysia, he keeps us online and all of those things, because I have no idea what he's doing back there. But I'm very grateful that he does it all. And we're just so, so blessed. And, you know, it goes beyond what people can do, because then we're just blessed because it's family. And that's what we're building. That's all God wanted, isn't it? He wanted to build a family. He came back to restore his family unto himself. And then we can show the world what family looks like as we love one another. So, Father, we just come and we thank you for these beautiful gifts. We agree and we cement these words, a new anointing, a freshness, a focusing on what you've called to do, and the beautiful gifts that they are, Lord. We give you the glory. Amen. Get out of here. Amen. Let's see. Who should we pick next? Choose anybody you want. Doesn't matter. Who do you think, Tom? Who are you picking? All right, Crandles, come on. Amen. Matt just had his knee operated on. No crutches up here. Oh, he's standing, baby. He's stepping up. No crutches up here. He had his MCL, his ACL, his SPLT, his SUV. He had everything operated on his knee. And a little injury at work where he came off of a truck. But he's a restorer and a rebuilder. And you know, when we see Matt and Christine, my heart just rejoices. You know, if you ever want to get encouraged, hang out with Matt and Christine. Because you will be. Every time that they come around. Christine likes to give me a hard time. And I love her. And she enjoys it. And you know, whenever Matt walks in, just strength walks in, encouragement walks in, the love of God walks in, when they both do. And they're using their gifts, as you guys can see it. They run Friday night, if you didn't know, they're out in Philmont. And they run a Friday night, and they've got, I don't know, 35, 45 kids come out, or whatever it is. And now the adults, and prayerfully, that'll turn into something even more. And that's what we're praying and believing God for. And so giving of their Friday night, every Friday night, they do what God called them to do, rather than what they want to do. How powerful is that? And so we're just so thankful for you guys. And we look forward to seeing God take it to another level this year in everything. And Father, we just come before you and we thank you. We agree. And, you know, Christine, as we were just praying earlier this morning, I just saw beauty. I just saw God saying, tell her that she carries my beauty. And in that beauty, a peace and a rest that satisfies so many things in people's lives. Because when you walk in, that beauty of God walks in and people know they don't have to wonder where you stand. They don't have to worry about how you're going to respond. But it's through the beauty of God that he brought you through, or the purpose of God that he brought you through into a place where he said, you're just beautiful. The way that you love is beautiful. The way that you take care of each of them babies that walk in those doors is beautiful. The way that you love your husband is beautiful. And Father, we thank you for the gift that she is. Lord, for Matt, we thank you, Father, for it's a year of focus. It's a year of discipline. It's a year of grabbing a hold of that which you have spoken over him. And Lord, when he looks and his eyes start to go left and right, you said, it's time to rein it in and grab a hold of, lasso it, tie it up, and don't let it out of your sight. That which I have called you to do. No longer anything else on this planet is going to take or be a distraction. Just him. He said, look into my eyes. I'm going to hold your face with both hands. You're going to look into my face, and that love is going to overwhelm you, and I'm going to give you understanding into what I've called you to accomplish. Things you haven't seen yet, but I'm going to speak them into your heart, and you're going to transform people's lives in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Father.
And I've called you to Philmont. For such a time as this,
yeah.
Wherever your feet walk, I will give you that land. Walk in my love, walk in my mercy, walk in my grace, be a light, be the salt. I've given you wisdom to counsel, wisdom to guide, wisdom to speak to people. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. Be strong and courageous, and you will reap a mighty harvest if you can persevere to the end.
Chris, the Lord showed me, and I said, wow, what a title. Mary of Bethany, who sat at the feet of Jesus, who chose the better thing. Amen. That's really how the Lord has said that you are. You're a worshiper, and you're also a teacher of children and others who will listen. And so I just see you as a beautiful, beautiful servant, not only within this body, but outside to many who just come your way. You have a special calling, and we are so honored that you're part of our body.
It's interesting that my husband was talking to you, Christine, about beauty, because there's two women that are being sent in today that God gave this particular word to me for this morning. As I got up and I looked out of the window, in the kitchen. It was maybe 6 o'clock, and all the sky was blues and grays, and the clouds, and the sliver of the moon over the pond was hanging perfectly. And I thought, God, only you can paint a picture like that. But immediately in my heart, it sprung up that I created that. I didn't paint it. And in the same way that I created that is the same beauty that I've created in these women that are being set in today. And though you don't see yourself in that way, and how I turned my head and looked back and the whole landscape looked completely different again because the clouds had moved and things had changed. Things are changing in your life, Christine, but they're beautiful on every level. And they go from one kind of beauty to another kind of beauty to another kind of beauty. And God wants you to know that He has not only painted a beautiful picture through your life, but He's continuing to create in you a beauty that only we're just beginning to see. So as you trust Him and you keep your eyes on Him, that's going to come out more and more and more. And to just see yourself through His eyes, a very precious, precious person that God has made for a particular purpose. And there is a job for you to do, and you need to trust Him because He's bringing you into that place.
As I was praying the other day, God started to bring to mind some of your testimony, Christine, that you've shared in the past. And I just wanted to encourage you and remind you this morning that He's going to use every bit of it for good. And Brenda had said the other day, He wastes nothing. So I just wanted to encourage you in that and encourage you to be bold in sharing that because He's given you that testimony for the people around you.
Matt and Christine, I've had the pleasure of serving beside them, not only in the children's ministry, but in the mission field. And I see their hearts.
And in the kitchen.
Right, of course, in the kitchen. I see their hearts to serve, to be open, but also to be steadfast. They don't hesitate to take risks, you know, and I know that both of them are jump feet first to take risks, especially when it comes to the kingdom. I have two scriptures for you. One is Philippians 1:6. And I know you've heard that before, where it says, be confident in this, He who started a good thing in you. The thing that stood out to me the most with that verse is being confident and that He will carry it on. And no matter what comes up, and they will come up, when you hold on to that and know that He will carry it on, that gives you what you need to be blind to all those foolish things and keep your foot on the path. The other one is in Philippians as well, 3:10. I want to know Christ. I want to know His power. I want to know His fellowship. And have it with Him alone. And become like Him. And then somehow go on to the resurrection with Him. You know how. It says somehow, and you know how. But what somehow stuck out to me with you, Matt, is that it doesn't matter where He is or what He's doing. It doesn't matter how risky or how adventurous it might appear. It doesn't matter how many times Christine is holding Him and saying, no, 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 that's too dangerous. We can't do that. That's the somehow that keeps Him going on the path that God called Him in. And that's where I'm blessed to be a part of your family. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. He's got that, the John anointing. He just loves. And he's so stinking big. When I give him a hug and I put my head on his chest, and then he envelops me in his arms, and I feel like I'm 6 years old, and he pats me on the back. But he just loves, and it's just something beautiful about that. And we're so thankful. Thankful. Father, we thank You for these two. Lord, as you called them to step up, and they said, here I am, Lord. send me. Lord, as you send them with the full provision, all power, and perfect peace. And we thank you for our friends and our family. So we seal these words today, that they would encourage themselves in it. In Jesus' name, amen. You got it? I didn't know if you'd get up there.
Yeah.
Where's the intrips? Where are they? Are they sitting together? Okay, that's a good sign. Well, sometimes Garrett's always, you know, doing his usher thing, and he's standing over there, and his bride is sitting over there. So for for those of you who don't know, this is Garrett and Deirdre, and we're so thankful for them. You'll notice that Garrett, amen. You'll never see Garrett, even if we're working, not dressed to the nines, all right? You'll never see it. You won't see hair out of place. You just won't see it, all right? It's what family does. And you know, Garrett and Deirdre have been with us, and such beautiful gifts. And you've all experienced some of Deirdre's gift when you see the decorations around the church at Christmas time. And my wife is so thankful for Deirdre. My wife used to have to do that. And my wife did a great job. But this is a little different level. Can we agree that other people do things better than us? Right? Can we lay down our pride and say, Lord, I want to see your gift. I want to see who does it the best and use them. Rather than say, oh no, this is my area. Oh, you're all laughing because you all got an area that you control. Yeah. But we have to be able to step back and allow God's gifts to express themselves. Amen? Because when they express themselves, then everybody around us is changed. And I can't tell you how many people over the years come in and say, my gosh, this is amazing. When a gift is expressed. And every single person in here has a gift to be expressed. It's in different ways. You know? And then she has her elf that hangs everything, cuts all the wood, and he does all of the hanging stuff. She comes up with these cockamamie ideas of how to decorate. And then she says, you build it, so this is what I need. You just put it where I tell you. And he does it. With a happy heart. But Garrett comes in. You know, when nobody's looking, he leaves his job, he walks in, he puts up the ladder and changes the bulbs, like six a week, because these things are from the 1800s. But every time, whatever's needed, just call and say, Garrett, can you take you up? And he swings by on his way through and takes care of the house. Whatever has to be done in that, he's painted the back wall, he's painted that wall, fixed that over there, he fixed the sheetrock when we had to put the cameras in back in 2000. No matter what the need is, it's, hey, Garrett, can you, yep, no problem. And now I just believe, you know, with all of my heart, that as this next phase comes, that we said it earlier, that your house starts to change. And that house, now pretty soon people won't be able to go up Atlantic Avenue without pulling in first and being encouraged, getting a word from the Lord, listening to the word of God being preached and taught, because your house now, there's been a canopy over it, like we said, but that canopy's been ripped off, and now that's a light on a hill. It's a lighthouse, and I really believe that now, the times that you had filled your time with other things, now there's a definitive cutting that God is getting ready to do, because there's going to be people that said, I just want to sit and talk with you guys. And that's going to take you saying, they're valuable, and I'm taking away from and giving to what God has spoken over your lives. Amen? Father, we just come and we thank you for this beautiful couple. We thank you for our friends. Lord, we thank you for the word that they've hidden in their heart, for the gift to teach in Deirdre, the gift to teach in Garrett. Lord, that as they walk through these next days, year, or months and years, Lord, we thank you for an opening. Just like a book, that both of them, whenever they meet someone, they would just open up and the word would come out. They would open up and the prophetic word would come. They would open up and peace would be poured out.
Lord, just like a book, they would open up and the love of God would be poured out upon those around them. Lord, that as they have stepped up, which really is stepping down to serve each and every one, that their love for the least of these would grow in their hearts. And they wouldn't care where they came from. I have to be a blessing to that one. Thank you for what you're doing now. In Jesus' name.
Deirdre, I just want to, I don't even know where to begin, because there's so much that I want to say. You know, I've shared this story many times. This is probably one of the biggest examples of God meeting a need. And in me personally, as far as ministry goes, you know, as my husband said, I did used to do the decorations in the church, and I enjoyed doing it, but I did not have the ability or the time, you know, to do what really I wanted and what was burning in my heart to do. And I remember one Sunday morning, and it was like almost Christmas time. And I don't even know, I don't remember what time of year it was, but it was way past spring. And I looked on the back door, and there was a purple wreath hanging on the door, like lilacs. And church was just getting ready to start, and I'm actually getting ready to lead worship, and I'm thinking, dear God, I need help, because I can't do this anymore. And, you know, and then I actually start leading worship and singing, and the name that dropped into my spirit was Deirdre. And that's all that was spoken. And I really didn't know the ability or the talent that was inside of her. I just knew that's the name God put on my heart. And when I approached her, she took it very happily. And, you know, there was also the apprehension of me to let go of something that was very close to my heart. And I was, and we walked through that, didn't we?
We Time did transition isn't easy. Right? Sometimes but, transition
but
isn't
easy.
But
I just want to say, God is so faithful. And the word that I had for Christine about the beauty thing, you know, with the painting, you know, you're an artist on a lot of levels. And so just as you create and do beautiful things with your hands, God has created and done beautiful things with you. And I just want you to know it's been a long time coming, you know. Like, you guys have been here a long time, and I'm so excited that you're being set in today, because I feel like you've been like this bulb under the soil that has just been sprouting and sprouting and sprouting and growing and growing and getting more beautiful every day. And I just see that not coming to an end anytime soon. God is just growing you in ways and leaps and bounds, both of you in leaps and bounds like you could only just imagine. And a lot of it comes with your surrender. Like, the more you surrender to Him, the more that growth is going to just come, and that beauty is just going to continue to pour out. And like the house, like my husband was talking about over your house, I just got such a witness in my spirit when he said that, because you have such a hospitable spirit on you. You know, they're both of you, you know, you're just good people to be around. People love being with you. So I just see that just growing in such a incredible way. But that flower is springing up, and girl, I'm telling
fast,
you,
fast.
That beautiful thing is only just begun.
Amen.
It's only just begun.
There's miracle grow in there now. That thing is screaming out of the ground.
I saw the artistic, of course. I think we all saw the artistic. But have you ever heard Deirdre preach? I had the privilege of having to grade her in preaching. And so I felt like you were Priscilla Deborah, a little bit of both, and that the Lord has really called you out, Deirdre, you know, as a loving, kind, and she'll go out of her way to greet you person that I think is so needed for the body of Christ. But someday, lady, you're going to be at the pulpit preaching away alongside your beautiful, wonderful husband. Because they are a team. They are a definite team. And so we're grateful once again for your service to the body. And I'm grateful for the way you always reach out in love, Deirdre. Thank you.
Derek, God has given you a story, powerful story, a story to tell, a story to share with others. You prepared, you've studied the Word of God, you're ready to teach, you're ready to preach. Today, He's pouring His love into your heart, that He shed his heart abroad into your heart by His Spirit. Today, receive the love of God, receive the mercy of God, the compassion of God, to slow down on the job and look around and see your mission field. Those who work for you need to hear of the love of God. They need to see compassion. They need to hear your story, your testimony, that they would change their lives.
Okay, my sweet friends, we're kind of partial to these two. We like their daughter too. But as I was praying, God, the scripture just jumped out at me, and it says in Proverbs 17:3, "The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts." And you two have been tested, and God is doing something so amazing and beautiful in you. Through that testing, you've become stronger. You've learned how to love His people, and you've learned how to serve like Jesus. And we're just grateful for you.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why we're connected to Deirdre and Garrett. And
Does it have anything to do with your son dating their daughter?
Well, aside from that. I mean, oh. Natasha and Tommy, they lead children's worship downstairs. They're the ones up there singing with the kids. So just like Peter dresses in that costume and helps out a lot, it's not just these two right here that are servants. But you can see through their servant heart, they've poured that out to their children, and their children step right into it and say, yeah, I'll be there. I'll do it. You know, I've walked around the world with Garrett. And I see his heart not only to serve y'all and to serve the people of this community, but to serve the people around the world, you know, and that's really special. I have, the scripture I have for you is Psalm 31:15. My times are in your hands. All times, from the beginning of time to this time to the end of time, He has carried you, He carries you, and will carry you through every time in your life. So you go and serve. And do likewise to others. It goes on to say in verse 14, I will trust you. That's David speaking to the Lord. Verse 16, let your face shine upon your servant. Anybody who knows the Entrep family sees Jesus Christ shining through these servants and the love that He has. And we are particularly blessed for them. And I thank you, Garrett, for being obedient to the call, and Deirdre, for you being an amazing help me for him and your family. Thank you.
You know, God does miraculous things. We're going to pray and close. But I remember the first time how many years ago was the first time I walked in your house? 17 years ago? I walked in, and I walked in the dining room, like, oh, a fully stocked bar in the dining room. And I was like, okay. Let's see what happens here. I'm not so sure. And then shortly after that, God did a miraculous work, and He got rid of everything. And because of the love of God over his life, he was able to walk away from a lifestyle that was destructive. And then look what the Lord has done. Amen? It was just so beautiful on what God is doing. So let's... Listen, we're going to have some refreshments downstairs, and you know, you're more than welcome to come. We'd love to have you down there. But Father, we thank you for this beautiful couple. And Lord, I agree when Pastor Bob said, slow down and enjoy. Slow down
Look at what he has done, for he has done marvelous things. And now you're getting prepared to see them in a greater way. Thank you for this beautiful couple. And Father, I thank you for each one here. Lord, I pray that each one of us would say, Lord, when you call, I will answer. For the world is looking. We sang that song and it said revival and then salvation in the streets. And Lord, we know the only way that salvation comes in the streets is when your sons and daughters walk out and proclaim Jesus Christ. So as we walk out of here today, each one of us, we agree, we will preach Christ and Him crucified wherever we walk. And therefore, we will see salvation in the streets. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.